Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox this morning. Happy Veterans Day. We thank all of you who have made the sacrifice. Obviously, people who've lost their lives, that's an entirely different issue. That's Memorial Day, and that's awful too. But we thank all of you who have sacrificed your time, your efforts, your energy to provide the freedom that all of us rely on in this country. And we thank you so much for that. And I hope you get out and do something nice for the veterans today. And I hope every time you go anywhere and you see somebody who's a veteran, I hope you do something nice for them. If you see somebody in uniform today, here's a thought. If you see somebody in uniform today, why don't you pay for their food? If you're sitting in a drive-through, or, you know, a lot of restaurants are offering free meals for veterans today around the country. But if you see a situation where you can do something nice and thank them for their service, please do it today. We should do it every day, obviously. And you should really impress upon your children how important Veterans Day is and how important the sacrifice of our people in the military. If I had my life to live over again, the one thing, probably more than one, but if there was one thing I would do differently, it would be to join the military. I wish I had. My father served in the Air Force. My brother served in the Navy. But I did not. I was just such a moron at that age. It not only would have helped me to be less of a moron at 18 years old, it would have helped, you know, obviously it helps the country when you're serving in the military. And I just have so much admiration for the people who are willing to do this, especially now with the shutdown and the uncertainty that's happened over the last few weeks and people missing paychecks and all this kind of thing. And they're still serving honorably on our behalf. So we thank you very much for that. Daniel's with me today producing. Hello, Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning, Heidi. How are you?
I am doing well. We are doing on camera this morning on we're doing it on the Mark Cox Facebook page, correct?
Yes, Mark Cox Facebook page, and then the 97.1 YouTube and Twitter, or X, I guess you could say.
Okay, all right. Great. Well, I'm excited to be here today, and this is always a privilege hanging out with the gang here. And I'm missing Kim, though. I'm missing Mark. Boy, did you hear the other day Mark was talking about breaking six ribs? Did you hear that story?
Yeah, that's awful. I'm sure that's you mentioned before the show just how painful it is to even bruise a rib.
Oh my gosh.
I can imagine breaking six.
Years ago when I was a waitress, and this is crazy, but this is what happened. I was working at a lounge and I tripped over, somebody had their foot sticking out. I don't think it was intentional. They had their foot sticking out and I tripped over it and I landed on, you know, those big wooden barrel chairs with the armrests that are like 4 inches thick. I went straight into that with my ribs. That's where I hit before I hit anything else, because I couldn't stop my fall. And I landed on the ground. And I don't know if you've ever had the wind knocked out of you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it terrifying?
It is. You're like, what's going on? Why can't I breathe all of a sudden?
You're like, you literally, yeah, you can't get a breath. It is the scariest feeling. So anyway, nothing compared to what Mark went through, but it turns out I had bruised ribs, Not like Mark with six broken ribs and you can't cough, you can't sneeze, you can't do any. I texted him. I said, what are you doing working when you can't, how do you even do it with that much pain? Because you can't dope yourself up with a lot of pain medicine because you have to talk for a couple hours here. You might have to make sense. So God bless him. And it's something that there's nothing you can do except wait it out. You know, they wrap it. And then you're just in pain for just weeks and weeks. I mean, I literally was in pain for a month just from a bruise. Can't imagine. So God bless him for that. Yeah, hopefully he has a good day off today. But yeah, that's hard. And then sitting up, trying to sit up straight and, you know, trying not to, you know, laugh about somebody saying something funny or anything else. Crazy. Oh. All right, lots to get to today on the Mark Cox. When did you get your bruised ribs, by the way? Daniel,
I've never had any bruises or broken ribs, which I'm gonna knock on some wood right now, which I'm so lucky for. But I can't imagine that pain. It's just got to be awful.
Oof. Yeah, it was bad. It was, and nothing compared to what he's dealing with. All right, coming up here, Ryan Smells is going to be joining us from Fox News Radio. We're going to talk about Congress being one step closer to ending the government shutdown. Wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be ironic if a lot of members of Congress couldn't get back there to vote because they can't get a flight?
Oh, that would be so ironic. The irony of that situation would be,
right.
You hate to say funny, but you might get a chuckle out of some people.
Thousands and thousands of flights have been canceled all around the country. So we'll talk about that coming up with Ryan Smells here in a few minutes and what the latest is on that. Speaking of Veterans Day, I want to once again remind everybody about the incredible gift of free speech that we still have in this country, courtesy of veterans. And here's a great example. Over the weekend, there was a fight near University of California, Berkeley. This was yesterday afternoon because Turning Point USA was on campus. Now, we know, all of us know, that most of the people who are agitating and causing problems are paid to be there. We know that. I mean, jobs are hard to come by nowadays, so why not be a paid agitator, right? All you need is a backpack and a sign and an attitude, and you're all set. Scream and yell and holler. So we know these aren't people who actually care about issues or even know what's going on. But what's astounding to me, and once again, I know these are paid agitators, but even in situations where they're not paid agitators, what's amazing, why can't you just skip it? You know, most of us have been to college or some other place where this happened to be on a campus, okay? But many of us have been to college or other place. You can just go to the bar. You can just stay in your dorm. You can sit out in the courtyard. You don't have to show up when somebody is speaking that you don't like or don't want to hear from, which is, you know, I think it's a good idea to hear other points of view. I read other points of view every single day, every day. I think it's a good idea to know how they think and to at least open your ears to what other people have to say. But if you don't want to hear them and if you find them so offensive, then why don't you just skip it? And yet we'll have people trying to shut down various conservative speakers. Charlie Kirk wasn't the only one they tried to shut down. And obviously this event featured a guy named Dr. Frank Turek. It's interesting. Most people had not heard of Frank Turek, or a lot of people hadn't, until Charlie was killed, because he was right behind Charlie. Frank Turek has been a guest on my shows and podcasts over the years, but he's an amazing apologist and he travels the country speaking to teenagers. He's kind of done what Charlie's done from he's a little bit older. He's a little, probably, maybe close to 30 years older than Charlie. And he would go around to college campuses and he would talk to children. He would talk to children, well, college kids, and talk to them about Jesus. And he's done this for many, 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 many years. And what I did not know about Frank Turek until he talked about it after Charlie passed was how much he had been a mentor to Charlie. In other words, God bless Charlie Kirk, because what he did is he started doing what he was doing, talking to the kids, and started out political, and then it became more of a spiritual issue in a lot of cases. He reached out to Frank Turek, got to know him, got to speaking with him, and he would do things like call Frank Turek and say, what do I say about this? What do I say about that? Now, not that Charlie didn't know the facts, but Frank Turek is a brilliant apologist, and he can put things in ways, you know, for like what people will say, what do you mean we're all going to... You know, that you mean if I don't believe in Jesus, I'm going straight to hell. And Frank will say things like, well, why would God force you to be with him if you don't want to be with him? I mean, just brilliant common sense responses. And so he's been great at it. But I did not realize, and this is one of the things that was so smart about Charlie Kirk. He reached out to somebody who was a great mentor who really helped him to hone his message and encourage him. And Frank's the kind of guy, he doesn't need the credit. He wasn't doing it for credit. He's like, I'm happy to help somebody else get the message out. Because there are people who would listen to Charlie Kirk who would not necessarily listen to somebody their parents' age. So anyway, the reason I mentioned Frank Turk is he was at this event, this TPUSA event last night with Rob Schneider. And this event was called This Is the Turning Point. And it really was the turning point for a lot of people in America. But the reason I mention all that is because God bless the fact that we have the right to do this in America. You can protest if you want to. I've been to Washington, D.C. Many times. And one of the things I find the greatest about Washington, D.C., whether you like, I know it's a swamp. I get it. There's a lot of corruption there. Hey, there's corruption in St. Louis. There's corruption everywhere. But what I like about Washington, D.C. is you can walk down the street. You walk down the mall or wherever you are in Washington, D.C., and during the day, it's safe. At night, not so much. During the day, it's safe because Congress people are walking around. Of course, it's safe. So what I like, though, you can walk down on one corner, somebody will be singing about Jesus. On another corner, somebody will be protesting the war or something they don't like. God bless America, because in most of the world, doing that is not an option. And so God bless our veterans who've put the time in and made the sacrifices. So we still have the right to complain about somebody just speaking at an event or talk about Jesus or talk about, you know, ending wars or whatever else it might be. God bless America and God bless our veterans for preserving that right. Want to mention also that we have a talk and text line. You probably know this, but just in case you didn't, if you'd like to comment on anything I'm saying, talk or text, it's 314-241-9797. That's 314-241-9797. And hey, that's another thing that the veterans brought us, free speech. How about the ability? You know how many places in the country where you can't stand up and say, you know what I think? Without facing a firing squad. We need to always appreciate that on this Veterans Day and every day. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox this morning as the crew takes a well-deserved day off. It's Veterans Day. I hope you do something nice for veterans, and I hope you appreciate them every single day of your life. That's why we get to have things like talk radio. You know, in some countries, dozens of radio hosts have been murdered. Did you know that? I don't want to veer off on that, but that has happened. Ryan Smells is here from Fox News Radio. How are you, sir? Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day, Heidi. How are you?
I'm just appreciating the freedom of speech that we still have, where you and I can just sit down and talk about how we feel Congress is doing or whatever it might be. I'm grateful for that.
Oh, yeah. And especially since we both work in media, you know, the First Amendment is one of the and the right to the press is one of the few things that is enshrined into the Constitution as a profession. So we definitely should never take that for granted, especially the people who have fought to make sure that that right can remain.
Right. And how many places in the world can you not stand in front of a politician, as you have many times, and said, sir or ma'am, what about this? I mean, most of the world does not offer you that opportunity.
No, it's really is something we take for granted and something we need to remember. And, you know, it's one of the few countries, too, where the politician could snap back at me and say some mean things back, but also not throw me in jail. So hey, it's a great thing to be, and a great gift that we're given here.
Absolutely. All right. So tell me what's happening with Congress. They're gonna supposedly in the government shutdown, but they're not there yet. Do they all have to get planes back when flights are being canceled? I mean, how's that going to go, Ryan? Tell me what the next steps are.
Well, that's the funny thing is because obviously one of the theories is that the reason the Senate kind of pushed through the bill yesterday was because some of those members wanted to get to their Veterans Day events, and and one of the reasons the Speaker Johnson did not bring the House back today and is waiting until at least tomorrow to do so is because, you know, a lot of them do have Veterans Day events as well. And, you know, there's a lot of veterans serving in Congress right now as well. And Speaker Johnson, apparently on a conference call yesterday, was telling some of the members to be back in town by tomorrow in order to vote on the government shutdown deal as early as tomorrow. And he was saying, well, start traveling now, get back to D.C. now because of these flight issues. Well, some of them are like, well, dude, we've got Veterans Day stuff planned. We got like events to get to and everything. And so some of them were probably maybe cautioning towards maybe having a vote later in the week because, you know, there's no guarantee that all of them can get back here safely or on time to have a vote at some point tomorrow just because of how crazy logistics are with all these flight cancellations.
Right. And we don't care about anybody else and whether they get anywhere or whether they're getting paid for their job or anything else. We're worried about politicians getting to Veterans Day parades and their convenience. Is that what we're saying, Ryan Smells, Fox News Radio?
I don't know. I don't know if it was that extensive. I think it was just one of those things where a couple people said, like, hey, by the way, you know, just to let you know, like, this is not going to be easy to pull off for some of us because, yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's one thing to fly from St. Louis to D.C., but, you know, if you have a place where you cannot fly direct, I mean, it could be a nightmare right now. So, you know, take somewhere like McAllen, Texas, or you're flying out of Wyoming, somewhere like that. I mean, those things are it is a logistical nightmare right now, especially trying to plan around all these flight cancellations and groundings that are going on.
Right. Now, so they're going to come back and vote, but they're now explain to me like I'm 4 years old, because there are a couple of steps, as you mentioned, that have to take place before the shutdown is officially over with. And then possibly there's going to be a vote on Obamacare in December. Talk to me about that.
Right. So the Senate has passed its bill. That now the House just has to green light what the Senate passed, and then President Trump can sign the new government funding bill into law. So they made some changes to it. They took the November 21st deadline, moved it all the way till the end of January, so that avoids any type of government shutdown battle during the Christmas holiday season.
And wait, I don't want to stop you there. Once again, for the benefit of Congress, I'm being sarcastic, Ryan, but come on.
Now, here's the thing, though. I think there are some members, especially on the conservative side, who will argue this, that if you have a funding deadline around the Christmas holidays, sometimes that pressures lawmakers to do what's called an omnibus, which is one big giant spending bill that they usually ends up being passed around Christmas time. They wanted to avoid that from being a thing, so they gave a longer deadline to pretty much avoid that from happening. And
I like
saying,
it.
No, we're going to get these 12 appropriations bills done, so we're going to avoid the Christmas holiday deadline and just, you know, give us January to work on this as well. So I think there's some, and I think that's been a long, omnibus has become a dirty word in politics for Republicans especially. So if they want to get these 12 bills done, some of them argue the more time, the better.
Now, what about the idea of Obamacare subsidies? Mike Johnson he's saying he's not necessarily guaranteeing there's going to be any kind of a vote on this. These Obamacare subsidies were the sticking point, one of the major sticking points. We can't afford them. We know that. Where does that stand?
Right. So as a part of this deal that was passed yesterday, the Senate has agreed to have a vote by at least the second week in December on extending these Affordable Care Act premium tax credits. Now, of course, there's no guarantee that it will pass. And there was actually a working group yesterday of Senate Republicans who were talking about ways to address this issue, whether it's an extension of the program with significant reforms, or whether it's a replacement method. And, you know, there's things like flexible saving accounts, health saving accounts that different members are talking about. But, you know, I think they're a little far away from reaching any type of, you know, agreement that would you know, lead to an ultimate solution now. But, you know, yeah, like you said, Speaker Johnson has not guaranteed that he's going to have a vote on the premium tax credits. And that's kind of one of the reasons why Democrats, especially the left flank, feel that this shutdown fight has been a loss for Democrats. And you know, in many ways, Chuck Schumer is taking a lot of the heat for that.
Yeah, he is. Boy, he's getting blasted by his side, and rightfully so. I mean, the whole thing's just been a nightmare. All right, well, we'll stay tuned for this, Ryan. I can't keep up. Honestly, I cannot keep up. But I think your point about the omnibus bill is well taken. We don't want that happening over the Christmas holidays. But, you know, we all just, as American citizens who are not necessarily enmeshed in this like they are, we get so tired of the government's going to shut down. It feels like it's every other Friday. And it just gets, you know, we're just sick of it. Get your job done and get a budget out there that actually works. And it's just frustrating. Anyway, Ryan Schmelz, have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for being here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, same to you, Heidi. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Good morning. Mark Cox and crew taking off a well-deserved day. It's Veterans Day. We thank you. We appreciate you. Because I certainly couldn't sit here and do this if it weren't for our veterans. You know what I think? You face a firing squad in most countries. So we are grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this. Let me get to the text line real quickly. By the way, the text and call line is 314-241-9797. This is a kind of a new thing and it's fun. 314-241-9797. Just put it on your phone. Don't forget, because it's so cool. And if I'm saying something crazy, or Annie is, or Mark, anybody, you'll know to text. Texture, thanks for the love of veterans. I come from a long line of veterans, including my mom and dad. That's fantastic. Another texter said, I hope Mark feels better. Love the show. Well, we do hope he feels better with his bruised ribs. Anyway, feel free to text, comment, anything you want to say. 314-241-9797. Cold front. I was watching this cold front a week ago, Daniel. I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people who loves those guys who do the weather reports. You see guys, I mean, obviously local people too, but you see the guys on YouTube. Some of these kids are like 12 years old, it seems, and they're experts on meteorology. And they do these very interesting weather reports. And they were talking about this cold front that's come through a week ago. That it was, I don't even know. They can put it online and you look and you see the squiggles. I don't even know what it means, but apparently it came down from Canada. And I'm thinking Canada was upset about the World Series still. And I don't blame them.
No, that makes perfect sense. I mean, obviously it's not Canada just sending down weather.
Sure, it is.
Intentionally. Oh, yeah. It's very possible.
Global warming up there is sending it our way.
Heck yeah.
I mean, chemtrails. You know, you never know.
Never know. Never know. All those trails from those planes.
You know, I interviewed a guy a few years back about chemtrails, and I thought it was all hocus pocus until I interviewed this guy. And, you know, when you walk out in front of your house, and one day I did this a while back, and I see four lines across the sky, and the Thunderbirds had not been passing by anytime. You know, the Air Force Thunderbirds had not been passing through. I'm like, okay, how does this happen? I don't know. I'm not going to get into that whole thing today at all. But yeah, so this cold front's going to last. How long is it supposed to last?
It's already supposed to move out of here today. It seems like we got a high of about 56, and then we're all up into the 60s the rest of the week. Could touch the 70s this week.
Okay, wow. All right.
It's just 2 days of bad, just cold out of nowhere.
Yeah, so your team got beat last night. My team's the Chiefs. They're not doing so well this year. I mean, I still love the Chiefs, but I don't know if they're going to make it to the playoffs at this point. They were saying the other day on Fox... I love the Fox NFL guys, you know, Howie Long and the whole crew. And they were saying that if the playoffs were held today, as of Sunday, the Chiefs wouldn't even be in it. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I can't imagine what the city of St. Louis would be like without watching the Chiefs in the playoffs, considering we had so many former Rams fans move over to become Chiefs fans. But despite that, I want to say they're still a huge favorite for the Super Bowl.
Well, because they're a great team, and after a couple of games, and they've had a lot of people injured, and they're getting back on track, and it's looking good at this point. But there are a lot of teams in the NFL who are several games ahead of them at this point. So it's going to be if they lose any more games, I don't know if they'll have any chance at all. Not an expert on this, and you look at all the different teams, and this one could lose that one, and that one could lose, and you know the whole spider web of what could happen. They've still got a lot of football left, but you just never know.
No, you don't. There is a lot of football left to play, and I don't think their schedule. It's too hard, but it's the NFL. Anything can happen. Anybody can beat anybody at any point in the year. And Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, they're all getting a little older, so they might not be as clutch in the clutch moments as they used to be.
Yeah, when they lost the first two games, I was like, go ahead, Kelce, open up another restaurant after the season starts.
That's a
dork.
Maybe focus on football while the season's going on.
I'm a little rough on. I was like, come on, why are you opening a restaurant? Get back on that field and do some more, take some more reps or something, my friend.
Go to work.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, go to work. Exactly. Open a restaurant. What was like the first or second week of the season he's doing that? You really can't do that in July?
July or March, April, any of the 7 months that you're not playing football.
Anyway, we wish them well. I'm sure he's going to get lots of money either on the desk, either as an analyst or something. I don't know if he'll be in the booth or not, but I'm sure he'll get lots of money when he does decide to to retire from football.
I would think so too. And he has a podcast with his brother that I'm sure.
I know.
That would maybe move into an even more role on there. So.
You know, yeah, and I've watched a few episodes. I haven't watched a ton. I've watched the one with Taylor. Did she say Taylor Swift? Yes, I did. And I thought that was good because whether you like her or not, I mean, this is one of the most famous people in the world. And my attitude about her, she's busted her rear end to get where she is.
Oh, you think about back in the day, too, when she started off as the small country singer in her teens. You know, you couldn't imagine she was going to be as big as she is today.
Well, when she was 8 years old, she was singing at every fire station. She was talking about that on his podcast. She was saying, I don't know anything about sports. And the only time I was ever on a sports field was when I was singing the national anthem. I mean, she was this little kid busting her hump she had a dream and she's achieved it. And I don't know. I don't get the haters. I don't worship her. I wouldn't call myself a Swiftie.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the hatred that this girl gets thrown at her. I mean, some of it's jealousy. I don't know. I just, don't we admire people who work hard and achieve something in America anymore?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like she was handed anything. She, like you said, had to bust her butt to get where she was. And I'm sure it's just a jealousy thing because of how much money she has. I'm pretty sure she's a billionaire.
Yeah, she is. And there's no scandal. I mean, there's no scandal like some of the other people. So she's had a couple boyfriends. Well, okay. I just don't understand that when there are people we can go after, and she seems to me not to be one of those people. Although I can't imagine having to have the security she does. I was looking this up the other day, and the amount of, I mean, there was a guy a few years back, they found at her house in her bed.
Wow.
When she was out of town.
That's sick.
She has I think this is a condo that she has in Tribeca, New York. Can you even imagine? I mean, there are people who, they have to, we're going to get to a story about that, a local story about that, a police officer who was harassed by somebody. And there was a court case about that and a court decision yesterday, a jury decision. But the idea that you can't even, can you imagine literally never feeling safe?
No.
She's surrounded by security. People are out to either, and you know what's interesting? Somebody, a person who runs a pretty popular website, I'm not going to mention his name because it's going to sound like I'm obnoxiously name dropping, and I don't mean for it to, I'm not going to do it. But he told me something so important. He said, because I had asked him about what it's like hanging out with another famous person that who's recognizable. He is not so much, but she is. And he said, it's the people who love you who are the scariest. And I never forgot that, because when you think about the people in who are famous, who have been killed by somebody, it's almost always a fan who does it, right?
A psycho fan, like a next level super fan.
Correct. But don't you know, you're my wife, Taylor, and you're going to have my baby, Taylor. I mean, this is what they have in their mind. And this is the kind of thing that's happened with a lot of these celebrities. And it's got to be tough. I mean, on the one hand, yes, she's got a great life in some ways. On the other hand, you can't even go to Target. Not that I would. But right, you can't run down the street and grab a sandwich at the deli.
No, you have to have a presidential motorcade to take you there, pretty much.
Right, right. And I'm sure there are a lot of perks that maybe outweigh the downside of it. But I mean, I love walking my dog, and I can do that every day. She couldn't do that.
No, she probably
she's
has
a
to
cat
hire
person.
Somebody. She probably hire somebody to walk her dog if she's got a dog that needs walking.
Right. Hoped Kelsey can turn her into a dog person. Right now she's a cat. I like cats too, but yeah, it's hard to imagine the restrictions that you would face being that famous. And I understand you can get people to do things for you. I understand all that, but it's got to be an interesting life. But no question about it.
Do you want people to do these things for you? Because I feel like at some point you're like, I just want to be a normal person. I just want to do what I used to do. I want to be able to go to the store, get a sandwich, get a bite to eat with my friends. But it comes with the territory that I guess you sign up for it, but you still want to have as much of a normal life as you can.
I remember reading about a singer whose name escapes me at the moment. I'll think of it later, who was talking about fame, and she had basically grown up in Alaska and kind of Jewel. Grew up in Alaska and just kind of the folk singer type of thing, right? And she was talking about, she said, I used to have open spaces. Now I have limos and planes. And she wasn't whining about it. She was just talking about how different her life was and how confining it was. Now you reach this fame and you can't even get out of the car to go touch the grass because you've got to go here, there. It's just different. I'm not boo-hooing for these people. But it's a different life when you have that kind of fame. And but the amount of money that she spends on security every year, they were talking about that. And can you imagine somebody getting into your condo and taking a shower in your shower and sleeping in your bed?
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I'd probably be selling that place. I mean, realistically, you never feel
safe. That's another thing. But when you're famous, everybody knows where you live. You can't hide it. She's got a bunch of houses, you know, one in Rhode Island, LA, all these places, right? But people know where they are. And there was somebody a couple of years ago, I think it was Catherine Zeta-Jones, who had a guy stalking her family who literally figured out which flight she was going to be on, flying around the world with her family.
Oh,
how? Yeah, these are some seriously screwed up people. And
you have to be messed up in the mind, I would think, to do something like that.
You do. And coming up, we're going to talk about a story. This is from St. Charles County. A police officer who was harassed by somebody who was mentally ill, and now a jury has come to a decision. We'll talk about that coming up next. This is a crazy story and very local, but it's amazing what people can do when they feel like you're the source of their grief. And we'll get back to the text line, 314-241-9797. Put in your phone, don't forget, 314-241-9797. I'll get back to your text too. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's what we do. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox. Happy Veterans Day. We thank all of you who have given us the freedom to be able to sit here and do what I'm doing, what you're doing, have an opinion, get on Facebook, get on social media, talk about things, and, you know, be Americans. We're allowed to argue. This is who we are. But interestingly, free speech does have limits. You cannot be harassing people. And I'm not talking about posting something someone doesn't agree with. That's different. I'm triggered. No. You were never promised a world where you weren't going to be triggered, my friends. Oh my gosh, I'm offended. So what? Have you been to Walmart lately? I'm offended by half of what people are wearing there. Doesn't matter. You have to say to yourself, do these people have mirrors in the house? Never mind. Anyway, I was at an event the other day and this guy had the loudest bright pink shorts on. Bright pink, like shorts with palm trees or something, and a shirt. And I said, I know he's not married because there ain't no wife is going to let your husband walk out the door. Anyway, okay. I digress. Free speech. Here's a crazy story. There's a guy named Matthew McMenemy, all right? And he was harassing a St. Charles County police detective by the name of Michael Cantillon of being, he was talking about him being a racist and this and that and the other. Okay. The important thing is he was upset because during 2017, there was a call to his parents' house that resulted in being hospitalized on a psychiatric hold. All right. I'm not going to get into all the weeds on this. The Post Disgrace wrote about this morning, stealing Mark Cox's line. But it's an important thing because basically he got on social media. He talked about how this police officer and the hospital had conspired together to have him involuntarily committed. Well, kind of. I mean, the police come, your parents want you committed. The police officer decides that that's a possibility. Obviously, the court's going to have to do that, but yeah. But the prosecutor said that he later started posting violent things against this police officer and his wife. The assistant prosecuting attorney for St. Charles said he was motivated by revenge and he rejoiced in the fear he caused. He described himself as a journalist and a quote-unquote pissed off citizen. And he was talking about his investigation into a bad cop. And this, it's ridiculous what he tried to say. All right. And then he posted on social media and put out flyers around the St. Charles area saying, I'll be celebrating your downfall. You're a racist, with no proof of that. Anyway, this guy was, you know, people were living in fear. The police officer and his wife were living in fear. He started talking about the dog grooming business owned by this police officer's wife. He told his wife to stay home from work that day. Can you even imagine?
Gosh, that's awful.
It is terrible.
Just awful.
Terrible. Yeah. So anyway, it's just, yeah. And then he went to, got a restraining order served and went to Arkansas, continued to post something about this officer, including a statement that he was on his way to do something unspeakable and was ready to end their lives after his life was stolen from him. Anyway, now he's been convicted. We'll see what happens next.
That's a heck of a motive.
Yeah, he's been found guilty of harassing and stalking the officer. And, you know, his side was trying to say, oh, it's a free speech issue. No, it's not. No, it is not.
Yeah, free speech doesn't mean free consequences like they always
say. Well, that's
say.
Right. Right. And to harass somebody, to keep them in terror, it's one thing to say I don't agree with this person, but to try to, you're harassing, stalking, threatening somebody. That's entirely, and this has been going on. Okay, this trial just ended yesterday. This has been going on with this guy since 2017.
I can't even imagine. Just, I mean, if you're the cop, you're doing your job.
Just heartbreaking.
And you're doing. I know. Just can't imagine that. I just
terrible
can't.
Situation. It's terrible. There's a comedian by the name of Jerry Lewis. You probably heard of him. Jerry Lewis lived in Vegas for many, 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 many years. Make the long story short, he had a house cleaner, housekeeper, who was engaged to a guy. Jerry Lewis ran. This is my understanding of it. He ran it because the important thing is not these details, but the other issue. My understanding is he ran a background check on this guy. And as you would, anybody associated with somebody who works very closely with you, right? Guy, I guess, didn't come back smelling like a rose in the background check. So I guess the housekeeper broke up with him, I think is my understanding. Anyway, the guy, for 10 years, this guy harassed and threatened Jerry Lewis's family. For 10 years. Threatened his daughter, that they were living in absolute terror of this guy because he was convinced that Jerry Lewis had ruined his life, which obviously wasn't what happened. That's what I'm saying. So when I was thinking about this case this morning in St. Charles, I was thinking about what Jerry Lewis went through, and that's sometimes what happens. They will put all their rage on you when the truth is they have screwed up their own life through their own bad decisions, and now they want someone to put it on, so they put it on you.
No accountability, just somebody to blame, just looking for a scapegoat.
Right. I mean, can I just be honest? We've all been done wrong. Every one of us can raise our hand and go, yeah, I got screwed over. Your point is, you give it to God, you move on. That's what you do. You let God handle, you put it at the feet of the cross, let God take care of these people, and you move on with your life, make better decisions, and try to make what's left of your life better. But instead, these people will obsess about someone they feel has done them wrong. And it's just sad. The sad state of affairs that people do. And clearly, the guy was mentally ill enough in 2017 to have to be committed involuntarily. And who knows, and I don't know, the long history before that. I mean, how many people are living with their parents at 45? And the main reason they're living there, not for everybody, but many people, is because they've had a long history of mental illness and the parents are afraid of what's going to happen if they kick you out and this and that, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's sad. And the guy sounds like he's mentally ill. And obviously, clearly, at least at that one time he was, and clearly still is, if he's blaming this police officer for everything that's wrong with his life. I mean, every one of us has a story. Move on, get over it. Pick yourself up and say, okay, bully on them. I'm going to prove myself in a different way or whatever. Makes no sense. Imagine this police officer having to deal with this for 7 years. Awful. Well, at least the jury saw it the correct way, I believe. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.